Hi, good evening, wherever you might be today. Yeah, we are gonna cover some sports for you on Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. You know, we were covering the Premier League the last we left off, and we were covering some scores from the Premier League. We were covering some scores from Tuesday, May 2nd, where Arsenal defeated Chelsea 3-1. And also on May the 3rd, Liverpool, they pulled it out against Fulham 1-0. Also, Manchester City, they beat West Ham United 3-0 in the Premier League. And on Thursday, May 4th, Brighton and Hove Albion, they beat Manchester United 1-0. And everybody knows Manchester United. You know, I like that team. So come on, Manchester United. And on Saturday, May 6th, we had Bournemouth. They lost to Chelsea 1-3. Yeah, Chelsea beat Monmouth 3-1. But Manchester City rebounded against Leeds United, and they won 2-1 against Leeds United. Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah, they beat Crystal Palace 1-0. And Wolverhampton Wanderers, they beat Aston Villa 1-0. That was yesterday on May 6th. And we got some games popping off right now. As we speak, Newcastle United, they're taking on Arsenal. So if you got your ears pierced, taking on Newcastle United is Arsenal. So turn that game on right now. West Ham United and Manchester United, they'll be popping off at 2:00 today. Yeah, so upcoming games Monday, May 8th. So yeah, get your TVs ready. Fulham, they'll be taking on Leicester City. Yeah, they'll be taking on Leicester City at 10 a.m. Brighton and Hove Albion, they'll be taking on Everton. That'll be coming on at 12:30 p.m. And Nottingham Forest will be taking on Southampton. That's all going down Monday, May 8th. So, yeah, check it out. The Premier League is off and running. And, yeah, you know I like Manchester City. Everybody knows I get down with them. So, let's get it on with Manchester City. And next up, we're going to be talking some WNBA because the games are kicking off today. And that's going to be Indiana and Chicago. They'll be kicking off today, the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky. I don't know who you're rolling with. I don't have a team in that. I don't really roll with any one of those teams. But if you're rolling with any one of those teams, Indiana, has a young lady named Kelsey Mitchell. Yeah, she be getting the job done. I know about Kelsey Mitchell. She gets the job done. I think she scores about 18, 19 points a game, I do believe. And Nalisa Smith also, she's on that team for Indiana. And you know, also the Chicago Sky, they has Kalia Copper. Yeah, she gets the job done for Chicago. So if you're rooting for any one of those young ladies, Rebecca Gardner, she also plays for Chicago. So if you're watching the game today, the Fever and the Sky, they kick it off today. And Wednesday, May 10th, we'll be kicking off with New York Liberty. They'll be getting it on and and they'll be going on getting it down with the Sun. Yeah. So the Liberty and the Sun, they'll be getting it on Wednesday. So, yeah, we got some games coming on. And Atlanta and Washington, the Atlanta Dream and the Washington Mystics, they'll also be getting it on Wednesday. So, yeah, man, the WNBA is off and kicking. If you want to check out any of those games. Now, how many of you have been checking out the NBA? Because, man, it's been on and popping. And I must say, my teams aren't doing very well. Hey, man, I haven't been having a good season this year in the NBA. My teams aren't doing very well. Unfortunately, you know, my man, well, fortunately, Embiid is doing good. He won the MVP. But my team, the 76ers, yeah, man, they down one game to two against the Celtics. But I'm not mad because my man Jason Tatum, I like Jason Tatum, so he getting the job done. But they're down one game to two. The Celtics are up 2-1 against the 76ers. So, Embiid, he's playing hurt. You know, he's playing hurt. And also, that's in the Eastern Conference. And in the Western Conference, and I've been, you know, I told y'all I was rolling with the Suns all the way because I like my man Devin Booker and I like my, you know, I like CP3 and yeah, man, I like them guys, man. I like CP3 and, you know, I like Kevin Durant, you know, I like them guys, man. So, but I'm not angry at all because I like Jamal Murray. Yeah, I do. I like Michael Porter Jr. And Denver is handing it to them too, man. Denver's got them up 2-1. So they come on tonight. They played Friday. They played Friday. So the games tonight, they'll be coming on tonight, May 7th. The Celtics and the 76ers will get it on today at 3:30 p.m. I'm all screwed up, guys. I'm so excited for the 76ers that I'm thinking the games are tonight, but it's 3:30 p.m. today. And the Nuggets and the Suns play tonight at 8 p.m. That'll be on TNT tonight. And the ESPN will take the 76ers and the Celtics. So who you got? Who you got? Is your team in it? Is your team in it? My teams aren't doing very well. But on Monday, the Knicks will take on the Heat. They're all knotted up one apiece. And I don't have a horse in that race. But I am kind of sliding with the New York Knicks because, I just like the Knicks, you know, and the old-time Knicks with Dave DeBuscher and Earl the Pearl Monroe and them guys. Yeah, I kind of used to like them guys. So I'm kind of sliding with the Knicks on this one and R.J. Barrett and them guys and Jalen Brunson. Yeah, so I'm kind of leaning toward them. But they play 7:30 Monday night on TNT. And all of you know I ain't got no horse in this race, and that's the Warriors and the Lakers. Okay, y'all can get on me. I don't care. Ring the bell, man, and just jump all in my stuff. I don't care, man. I don't care for either one of these teams. That's the Warriors and the Lakers, even though I got my Warriors gear. Hey, man, it's just for radio hype. It's just for radio hype. Yeah, man, it's 1-1. Warriors and the Lakers are tied up 1-1. They got very, very good players on both squads, man. I mean, they got the Splash Brothers on one squad. Hey, man, they got LeBron, you know, they got LeBron on the other squad, man. They got Anthony Davis. They got D'Angelo Russell. Oh, man, they got Hachimura. Oh, man, they got good players on both teams. So, I'm just doing that for radio hype, man, so you all can hit the button and talk about me. No, man, that's going to be, hey, man, that's the Warriors and the Lakers. Oh, man. Told you, that's Ali and Frazier all over again. Mike Tyson and Leon Spinks or somebody. These boys ain't playing, man. Yeah, even though they never fought. But, hey, I'm just hyping it up for the radio broadcast. So, hey, man, how's your team doing? I hope one of your teams win. I really do because, like I said, I don't really have a horse in the race. I've been chilling and going with Phoenix Suns, and they're not doing so good. So, hey, I'm rolling with you guys on this one. I'm rolling with the fans. Whatever. If your team is winning, I'm rolling with you, okay? That's how I'm rolling this year. So we got some baseball coming up today. I hope you guys are tuned in for the baseball because, again, man, hey, the baseball seasons are heating up. Man, we got guys knocking the ball out the ballpark. I'm so happy for my man, Randy Arozarena. That man is hitting balls out the ballpark. He's running those bases. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just a really, really exciting baseball season, man. We got Max Muncy. I mean, he's leading the league for the Dodgers in home runs. Whoever would have thunk it? Oh, that's not a word. Well, I just made one. Okay, Max Muncy, he has 12 home runs, leading the league with 12 home runs. Patrick Wisdom is bagging him up with 11 for the Chicago Cubs. Rafael Devers, he has 11 home runs with Boston. Man, they're really doing the do. And Ozzie Albies, man, he has 9 home runs for Atlanta. And Randy Arozarena, he also has 9 home runs for the Tampa Bay Rays. So, yeah, man, the baseball season is really kicking off. I'm rooting for my man, Mookie Betts. Yeah, he's one of my favorite players. Trey Turner, give you a shout out, man, for the Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah, it's turning out to be a really, really good season, man. We got some games coming up today. The Tigers and the Cardinals, they come on at 2:15 p.m. They'll be on the Major League Network. So, yeah, you guys can tune that game in. The Marlins and the Cubs, 2:30 p.m. Yankees and the Rays. That's going to be a really good ball game, man. They come on at 4:10 p.m., Yankees and the Rays. So, boys and girls, get your popcorn ready for that one. The Orioles and the Braves, they got some dedicated fans on both sides. They come on at 7:15 p.m. That'll do it for today's show, unless you guys want to talk some boxing. And I think we're going to talk a little bit of boxing on the next Vintage Sports Internet News, because we got some interesting fights that might be coming up. And, you know, we're talking Devin Haney and, you know, Gervonta Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson and Lomachenko. You know, who you got in those fights? Are they going to fight each other? And it don't sound like them boys are trying to duck each other. Okay. They don't sound like they're trying to duck each other. They're not waiting on each other to get old. They fighting. They're fighting. I got to give respect to that weight class. And yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about their fighting. I think Joshua is talking about fighting someone. I forget who he's talking about fighting, but he's talking about fighting a big name fighter. So yeah, man, let's give a shout out to these newer fighters. They ain't playing. They're not going down like some of them other guys I named in the other podcast who are waiting for each other to get old. And like the other brothers who dodged everybody until they got old. Yeah, we're not doing that. Okay. Shout out to my man, Mike Tyson. He always keeps it real. Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Tune into it whenever you get time. That'll do it for today's show. I'm Jay Lamont. I thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.